talking about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mario and Frankie with your 8am Zedlines. A Brisbane Samud flotilla activist was arrested at yesterday's Palestine rally for chanting two prescribed phrases under the hate speech law. Indigenous activist Sam Warrapa Watson was among the 11 Australians who were detained and abused by Israeli Defence Forces for delivering aid to Gaza last month. Having witnessed Israel's occupation directly, Watson explained in the rally that when he said the prohibited phrases, he meant that Israel's action should be stopped. Dozens of police arrested Watson after he finished his speech for stating the banned phrases. Aside from Watson, the police also arrested six other protesters, adding to the growing number of arrestees to more than 25 since the law was passed in March.
It seems like Canvas is not the only one getting hacked. A cybersecurity attack has resulted in the closure of Mackay Sugar Mills. Two of Mackay's three mills at Farley and Racecourse have been shut down to avoid the loss of sugar content and spoiling after operating systems have been compromised. Mackay Sugar is Australia's second largest producer of raw sugar, with up to 13,000 predominantly family-owned cane farms supplying to their three mills. Jason King, a former federal police officer with 15 years cybercrime experience, warns that hackers are becoming an increasing threat towards regional communities. Cyber attacking big infrastructure like power stations and sugar, it's not a risk just to metropolitan areas, it's worldwide, he said. Specialist cybersecurity experts have been investigating the incident and predict the mills to reopen next week.
In national news, the Kapuka Military Area in Wagga Wagga is one of two known PFAS, or polyfluoroalkyl substance, source locations in the city, including a bore field utilized to help supply the city's drinking water. Despite reassurances from the Department of Defense and local water authority that the contamination is being managed, some residents say it's not enough information is being provided to the wider community. A 2022 health and ecological risk assessment by the Defence found the consumption of homegrown fruits and vegetables off base was low and acceptable risk, but for some individual properties bordering the site, there was an elevated risk. Professor Dennis O'Carroll from University New South Wales School of Civil and Environmental Engineering says while governments were making efforts to minimise exposure, more could be done.
Singapore-based AI company Firmus Technologies could be Tasmania's largest power user, with plans for three AI factories across the state. Firmus Technologies is building its first facility in Launceston, set to be operational early next year. The company is also pursuing additional sites at Bell Bay and Wesley Vale, according to the Tasmanian government. The factories will contain infrastructure and specialised computers to produce AI tokens, needed for tools such as generative AI chatbot ChatGPT. Together, the three projects will require around 400 megawatts of electricity, which is more than the combined power use of all Tasmanian households. The proposal has sparked concerns from Green MP for Lyons, Tabitha Badger, who questions where the energy will come from and calls for greater regulation of AI infrastructure. A state government spokesperson says while the energy requirements were large, the project is scalable across three sites and is subject to meeting regulatory approvals.
And in international news, Switzerland's proposed 10 million population cap has been rejected in a recent referendum. The Alpine country's population is currently at 9.1 million and is projected to reach 10 million by 2050. Because of this, the right-wing populist SVP, Switzerland's largest political party, insisted that drastic measures needed to be taken to halt mass immigration. SVP parliamentarian Ivan Pahud said that Switzerland is a small country that cannot be expanded and that they, quote, do not want to welcome all of Europe. The political left called for a referendum on the matter. Closing on Sunday noon, Swiss research and polling institute GFS.Bern projected that 55% of the population opposed the initiative. Monica Ruhl, director of the employers' organization Economie Suisse, was pleased with the decision, stating that it was, quote, an important result for our country and for our relations with the EU. The Swiss also voted on a bill to make civilian service less attractive to ward off conscientious objectors in a bid to boost mandatory military service. The projections of that bill were last read as 53% in favor, but remains uncertain due to GFS Bern's 3% margin of error.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 1, which is in the low band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.